Just it, like, yeah,
I
I know.
mean,
Good call. So,
why not?
yeah, because there's not a whole lot to talk about wrestling wise. So,
there kind of is, but it's just one theme
yeah, but well, we're talking
in a
about the
lot of ways.
Americans and Rise, Matthew Rice, but
Yeah.
no, that show was so good. Nothing
Oh.
really happens. Like everything happens, but not in a gigantic way.
Oh yeah, they really played everything out. I mean, I do keep on laughing that everyone's just like, "Oh fuck this, we're not doing a cell phone era show anymore.
Yeah, it's impossible.
We're doing something before that."
And it was just, I don't, it was just suspenseful the entire time. And like that, the end, what was the neighbor, the FBI agent's name? I can't remember his name.
Dan.
But yeah, when he finds out, like, he's like, "You guys were my friends." He was like, "We are your friends." And it's like, oh, this is rough, man. Like, he is in so much trouble. And then they just go to Russia. The daughter stays behind. And that's the end of the show.
Oh,
There's no like, no, we're gonna make it back someday. It's like, no, that's just the reality of it. I mean,
yeah.
what was her name? Martha? That was his other wife. And they sent her to Russia. And I remember the
Oh.
complaint was like, well, what happens to her? That's what happened to her. She got put in Russia and she ain't coming back. So she's
Yeah,
stuck in Cold War communism.
she lived a life, the rest of her life in Russia is what happened.
Oh,
Like,
God.
just kind of read between the lines. She probably didn't get back out, so.
Yeah, but I was like, I liked how they were shipping her. They were shipping her out in the middle of the night to the USSR. Excuse me, not Russia. Well, I guess Russia, but USSR at the time. And I remember reading people like, "Yeah, that's this show." Like everyone was expecting like high drama. Every time there was
Oh.
a season finale, you're like, "Oh my God, is everything gonna fall apart?" No, just another episode. Come back, come back in a couple months. It'll be another one. Not this 5 years crap or whatever that goes on now. But yeah, like FX just pumps out good show after good show, and just they don't get talked about. So.
Oh my gosh, because it all started with the conversation about Franklin and Bash coming to at Netflix, and I guess I it, well I, and I thought about it because that started in 2014. The Americans started 2013, because I was like,
Really?
I knew that it was one of those sneaky old shows at this point. I've started to recognize that somewhere between the years 2000 and 2015 are kind of just a jumbled mess in my memory at this point.
Yeah, I wonder why.
And this falls into that category. But yeah, 13 to 18. So I mean, and an 8.4 rating. I would call that a little bit low for my taste, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah,
Same
I see
thing. Like
rotten.
that, I just was glued to that thing every week that it was out. Like
Yeah, I remember.
there was so much great nervous energy. Like you said, like it always felt like it would unravel, and it never really did. But boy, do they know how to keep the tension going for that whole time.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like every episode was always like it was just tense. Like you said, tension. Even home life. It was just tense, and like you're always waiting for him to get caught, or like they had their problems, like didn't he get shot? Oh no, her, one of her lovers slash partners, he got shot, right?
I believe
If something
so,
like that, and yeah, just the whole thing was just really good. The acting, I don't understand how FX, and for most of the shows, well, for every show I've watched, they get performances out of people that you would never expect. You watch the not the Shield, excuse me. The Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, Justified?
Thank you. Good Lord. I kept
Yeah,
wanting, well, it was supposed to be
because
called Lawman. That's what I kept wanting to call it. You
I.
watched Justified, right?
Yeah, I watched the
Okay.
FX version. I did not end up watching the new season.
The new season is good. It's very weird because it takes place in Detroit. It's a totally different environment.
Oh, yeah.
So once you get past that and get used to it, it really takes off. So, but no,
Oh.
like they had the guy who played Bubba Gump from Forrest, not Bubba
Oh.
Gump, sorry, Bubba, whatever his name was, in Forrest Gump, he was the guy that was like the lead of the Hala.
Right.
That's him.
Yep.
Okay. And then of all people,
Yeah, he was great.
Michael Rapaport's villain for that, I don't remember what season it was. Michael Rapaport is not my favorite. Now, I'm being nice.
Yeah,
He
he's
was fantastic in this show. I could
yeah.
not believe that's the same guy. And he's just reverted back to the same shtick he does for every single thing, which is just a
Oh.
shame. Well, you see like those glimmers of talent, and you're like, wow, look at you just transcended who you've always been. And then the next thing you
Yeah.
see him, he's like, oh yeah, dog. It's like, God. All right. Click.
Yep, don't need to see this one again.
Yeah. Well, another guy, I don't think he may have been on Justified. Anthony Anderson. He used to be like the loud fat black guy in like late
Well,
90s, early 2000s movies.
yeah, and then he was on Law and Order for a long ass
Yes,
time.
exactly where I was going with this. Like, he just decided, all right, I don't need to do this anymore. And then he was on Blackish, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blackish was before the Law and Order days.
Okay.
Yes.
Where that was like, I didn't see a
I
whole lot of
believe.
that. I don't watch network TV like that. But I
Yeah.
know that was like a comedy drama, which had like some real themes. It was like, wait, this guy? Like this guy's gonna do like, yeah, and he apparently pulled it off quite well. It's just,
Oh, yeah.
and I don't really, he just never really reverted back either, which I think is very good. So,
Yeah, 'cause I'm trying to think of what he's doing now, but he's still out there. So.
yeah, so still collecting that check. Yeah, because he was in, well, I was about to say he's in the Transformers movies, but those are trash anyways. So.
The new stuff really has never captured the child imagination that I had for Transformers, so.
No, I remember I got the double whammy of that's where the whole divorces were going on. And I remember going to see G.I. Joe, the first G.I. Joe one. Oh, and you know me and G.I. Joe. I hated that movie. And I remember going to Bricks. It's a pizza. I don't know if you have Bricks up there, it's just a
No,
pizza
we do
joint.
not.
And your little personal pizzas. Oh, actually, well, for me, they're personal. Little 12 inches, whatever. And I told this plenty of times on this show, and anyone who will listen, when my dad doesn't like something, he will always revert and go, well, special effects were good. That's how I know he doesn't like it. But even then, he doesn't want to say anything negative. And it's like, it's okay. Just say it sucked because it sucked. There's nothing good about that movie. The second one, while not perfect, mind you, The Rise of Cobra, that felt like that looked and felt like a G.I. Joe movie. And I'm like, okay. And then just nothing. So.
Because I believe I saw the second one before going back, and I'm like, well, I wonder how bad this first one is. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this isn't good.
Oh.
It was I kind of knew it coming into it, so like I definitely did not have expectations by the time I got around
Yeah.
to watching that first
Well,
one.
like every one of these dumbass movies where they put people in charge that don't actually know anything or respect the property. You don't kill characters off. Like, I know the second one, they killed everyone off because they wanted a lower budget. Okay. But it was just a bunch of non-indiscriminate people, you know? You don't bring in the property and go, all right, we're gonna make this realistic. And like they killed I think it was Cover Girl, like straight off in the first one, with barely naming her. And it's like, what are we doing? Like, why? Like,
Oh.
that's the whole point of G.I. Joe was, you know, and it did happen in the comics finally, but it was like, you don't do this. And even the villains would get away. Like, that's why it's the
Oh.
comics property. It's not a real wartime movie, and it doesn't need to be. Ugh.
Yeah, one of those instances where there's a little too much clamoring for realism.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
they
the
made him an
cartoon was
international fighting force, which was stupid too, but whatever.
definitely. This is, yeah, I definitely am forgetting some of the particulars still, because I
It's
mean,
terrible.
even the one with the
Terrible.
rock, I don't remember a whole lot about at this juncture, so.
No, but it's like they had some really, honestly, I'm saying iconic scenes, but if you're a G.I. Joe person, like there's a
Yeah.
whole thing. It was filmed in Charleston. So there's like the Cobra, the I think if I remember this right, the International Peacekeeping Treaty or whatever is being signed on what's that fort in the middle of the bay?
Oh, okay.
There.
Yep,
I
I know what
forget.
you're talking about, but I
Yeah.
am not pulling up a map to figure it out.
But like a hooded Cobra commander is getting on one of the vehicles and it looks badass. You're like, oh, that guy's scary. Like how he's supposed to be. At least in the comics, he was supposed to be. The show, which was very hard as a kid. You read the comics and you're like, this is like pretty intricate and grounded. And the cartoon was like, okay, they're shooting lasers and there's a bazillion people and Cobra Commander's an
Yeah,
idiot. And then they turned him into a snake. Like, oh boy.
things got weird in a hurry there.
Well, that's because they were running out of steam. They were feeling the pressure of trying to keep up. So they're introducing more fantasy stuff. And it was just bizarre. Like you can see the progression of the figures. All of a sudden, like, who showed up? Raptor, who has nothing to do with snakes or Cobra, really. And he's like the Cobra bird guy. Okay. And then there's Crystal Ball, who could like use hypnotizing. And I guess it was supposed to be they were talking to Stephen King or a Stephen King influence. The guy's hilarious looking. Big Boa, who was supposed to be Rocky, but
Big Boa, oh my
yes.
gosh.
So it was easier. So the story behind that was Rocky was going to join G.I. Joe, just like William the Refrigerator Perry did and Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, yeah,
So
hey, why
it
not?
was even, yeah, it was even in the G.I. Joe Order of Battle miniseries. And at the back is Rocky Balboa. And I was like, what? And then Big Boa comes out, who's the Cobra fighter, like fighting training guy. And it's ba and he comes with boxing gloves and like a stick with two boxing gloves on it. It's supposed that was supposed to have been Rocky. But they all fell through, so they couldn't waste it. So it's, you know, Big Boa instead of Balboa.
Oh boy. Yeah,
Cocaine and contracts, man. Cocaine and contracts.
it's funny how these weird things happen like that.
Yeah, and as a kid, I had no idea. I was just like, cool, Rocky's gonna be part of G.I. Joe's, which doesn't make sense. I see Rambo, you know, but not
Yeah, I
Rocky.
could see. Oh no, because I guess I think of Apollo Creed more for the American shorts than I do
Yeah.
Rocky, honestly.
Well, yes and no.
Yeah,
I mean, Rocky
I
did
do
wear him
know
as a
that Rocky
tribute.
did. Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, he did end up wearing a pair, but
Yep.
I've got to admit, my immediate thought is Apollo Creed
It's
as
always
well.
Apollo. Yeah, it's always Apollo Creed. although I almost said Apollo Crews, but which, by the way, he's not still with WWE, is he?
I believe he was let go.
What
But
happened to him then?
I
He
don't
just fell off the
know.
face of the earth.
I don't know. That one, you have me interested if he is on their roster, to be completely honest with you. I feel like he's let go at some point, but he could be hidden somewhere that
Oh, he has a torn pectoral muscle. He is with WWE. He has a torn pec he suffered in January 2025.
Oh, oof. Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah, because it's rough in two aspects. I'm gonna be very mean about this. We both didn't think he worked there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. So yeah. And
Yep,
the only reason I remembered it is because you mentioned Apollo Creed.
he
So
may or may not get the Ridge Holland treatment when his contract is
oh
up.
God, this. Okay, listen. I know we got blood and guts in NXT to talk about, but can and I know you guys talked about it a little bit Tuesday, and that's fine. But I wish wrestlers would just shut up. Shut up. There's far too much access to him now. There's far too much access, and the Ridge Holland thing's taken so many weird turns. Somebody started a GoFundMe for him. And then he said, no, I don't have anything to do with it. I'm not going to take the money. And now WWE is paying for this. And then he was on Busted Open Radio talking about, well, I resigned for a year to take a chance on myself. And it's like, okay, then you took a chance. Like, I know it's evil, but you got hurt and they'd already made up their mind. They weren't renewing your contract. Like,
And I feel like we've talked about this before. Everyone always looks for the upside when they're like, oh, I'm gonna bet on myself, and everyone watches the TV shows, and the person, it always works out for the person. And
right. That's
it's
the only
just
reason I
like,
brought it up. Yeah.
hey, guess what? This is real life, and does not always happen.
Right. Yeah. It's a very important
So,
lesson. Not to say he's done, but he's done for a
oh
while,
yeah.
you
Yeah,
know?
well, and that's it. I kind of mentioned it in the group chat. He's at least making an appearance. It's a somewhat local, I want to say it's about an hour and a half from Columbus, so it's not like local.
Well, what's he making an appearance for? Just for a signing? Because he can't wrestle.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I don't have any ill will for him, you know, but it's like this is just he goes on, starts a bunch of drama, the drama blows back in his face, then he like backs off from it. Then he has to like eat crow and go, oh no, WWE is paying for my stuff. Well, wait. You can't put
The
this out there to
initial,
vilify him.
well, the initial grousing though probably did cause the WWE to pay for
Yeah. Oh, there is.
his medical part. So like it's definitely part of it. Like he needed to commit to at least part of this whole
Yeah.
situation.
Yeah, I'd say it's 50-50. I
You
definitely
know,
think that's a
but
big part, but at the same time,
Like
you
he
know.
could have stopped there. Like he kind of mentioned that it was a really shitty situation that they left him in. Because and I don't think he had a, because I think it was either his wife or his sister started the GoFundMe, at least the short blurb that I saw.
Yeah. It
And and he did get it taken down. It's just one of those. Yeah, the WWE just should have done the right thing from the start here.
Yeah, if Vince was in charge, honestly, as much as Vince rightfully gets bagged, this would not have happened if it was Vince.
Oh,
He
right.
did make sure stuff like this never happened. Like who? Well, Kaylee Ray got released from, or not her ID, WWE ID didn't get renewed.
Oh,
That's
right.
a different story. So, well, she's pregnant. Well, I mean, you know. you don't get a pause because you're pregnant. If your contract runs up, then they just don't renew you. And it's like, well, you get pregnant and then your contract's up at like the end of the month. It's like, well, I don't understand the WWE ID to begin with. So
Yeah, not completely sure what that, like I understand what it's doing, which is sponsoring indie wrestlers.
yeah.
I guess I still don't quite know the thinking behind it. Like it to me, it almost still separates them and the other people that you could potentially want to have an eye on.
Yeah, I don't. I guess they're not under contract. It's just like they're under a WWE sponsorship, like you said. And it's like, well, that's kind of stupid because I guess who's that? Like Jack, not Jack Cartwheel. Who was Legacy? Shawn Legacy. He had like those banger matches in NXT. Now he's in Evolve, mind you, but
Oh.
okay. And he could have signed with AEW. He can sign with somebody. So it's a very weird thing. Even though you're under like the sponsorship deal, you can sign with somebody else. So I don't understand the appeal of it. And they say it's not dead, but okay. Like I don't
Yeah.
get it.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a weird
Yeah.
situation.
When you've got 147,000 wrestlers at the Performance Center, do you really need to throw on an ID for 10 people? Like that doesn't make any sense to me. And maybe that's something, they're like, oh yeah, no. Like, yes, get rid of this stuff. NIL stuff, get rid of that shit too. There's no reason for it. People are coming to you regardless of it. So,
Just like advertising, gotta keep your name out there, sir. Gotta keep your name out there. Can't just sit still these days. Gotta keep on moving. Gotta keep on swimming. Keep on swimming.
But no, like, but it's like, I don't know. I got bent out of shape seeing, there's that, the Nixon Newell stuff, which I know you guys talked about. Hey, dummies, shut up. You're only hurt. Like, you walked out of, and I know you talked about it, I'll bring it real quick. You walked out of AEW thinking that a 3-minute match where you guys weren't going to win again was going to hurt your brand. I can't stand the whole thing saying, well, I'm my brand. Shut up. Next, you think it's smart to walk out of an AEW situation where you're not under contract and then just go do nothing. You're not in TNA. You're not in GCW. You're not in AEW. WWE got rid of you. Who else is in this country? Like, I know there's Prestige. Maybe. I think they're still around. West Coast, but they're all
Well,
indies.
that was one of the other things that was interesting. I don't remember the exact number that Chris had, but I want to say it was in the 20s somewhere, that she's appearances she's made since then.
Yeah, so
And if you compare it to someone like a Shotzi or Priscilla Kelly, like there isn't even a contest there. Like they have just been out there on the road. They're like, okay, fuck it. Like I still want to do this, and I do know that I can make enough money. But I mean, you want to talk about, I don't know if she needs to shut the fuck up, but it
Yeah.
definitely puts some things in perspective when Priscilla Kelly mentioned that some of the NXT contracts can be as low as 30 grand a year.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound pretty rough, huh?
I was just like, hey, hold on here, 30? Like, that's not even minimum wage.
Yeah, I think it's minimum wage. Right? What is minimum wage? Say, I mean, I know it's a really hard thing to bad thing to say out loud. I'm very fortunate, and so are you, that we don't. I don't know what it is. It's what,
Well,
750, I
yeah,
think.
like it's still artificially low.
No, that just sounds low. I don't think there's anything artificial about it.
Oh yeah, it's still 7:25.
7.25. It's 2025. That thing is $7.25. You
Yeah,
can't
well.
buy a value meal at a fast food joint for that much. That is insanity.
Well, that's why I say that though, because I don't even
Oh.
know how many places that even the fast food places of the world are advertising higher numbers than this. That's why that's why I kind of said that. Like, I feel like almost any job you can get does offer more than this, but it's also like,
Yeah.
what's the use of having that is a number if you're not going to update it? Because even probably the $10 an hour or whatever someone's making at McDonald's is probably still too low
Yeah.
for what everything costs these days.
Well, I remember there was that big push to make minimum wage $15 an hour. And that sounds just like how do I say this? This sounds idiotic. And the reason I say it like that is you're not paying people like that seems reasonable. And the idea that, well, goods are going to go up. Yes, they are. Oh, by the way, every single good you use has gone up in price, regardless of a minimum wage hike. So, I'm no economist. Believe me, my former debt would tell you that over a long time. But this idea, oh my God, 7.25. It is no wonder. And I know we don't do politics on here. It is no wonder there's so many millions of people on SNAP. Now, I understand there's probably a multitude of reasons, but if you have a job making 7.25,
Yeah, you need help.
you need help in more ways than one, probably.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean?
I would imagine that is the situation
Yeah, you need help.
because that is a ridiculously low number. Just
Much? Okay.
because they and it also does say that it's supposed to rise to 950, which is still entirely too low.
Let's see. What's the most popular fast food joint? It's at McDonald's, right?
Sure.
Okay. That's what I was, and then we'll get back to wrestling in a second.
I
Well, I'm
know
looking this
Wendy
up though.
I know Wendy's is having some problems.
So
I know that
all
much.
of them are. So except McDonald's, because people are so brainwashed think this nonsense is good.
Breakfast still delicious.
Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, yeah, you could buy a whole bunch of shitload of sausage McMuffins. Even the hash browns, though, I think they're like 2 for $3.
Oh, I
I
love their
think.
hash browns too.
Yes, but not for $3. You can buy a whole goddamn bag of them.
I just can't
Eat
fry
all
them that
day.
way.
No, but
I cannot fry them that good.
extra value meals. Okay, let's go to the extra value meal.
Oh, well, and those just got brought back.
A Big Mac meal. Let's see how
Because
much this is.
that has definitely been a push on TV.
Oh, that's right. They don't put the prices on their website because they vary by state and location. That's right. I forgot about that. So,
Oh.
anyways,
Huh.
but to go back to Nix and Newell, like you've just screwed yourself and your wife or girlfriend. I'm not sure which what their familiarity is.
It is.
So, shut up, take your money, and
Well,
move on.
I
Like.
guess that's the funnier part is that really the wife is the one that started it, and Nixon Newell's just kind of sitting there like, I guess I need to back her up.
I mean, you are supposed to. At the same
Yeah,
time,
the same time, it's just like, dummy, what are you doing?
you just screwed us. You just screwed us. So, when
Yeah,
that
because
mortgage
like you
payment's
said,
due.
like it really does, it puts them in a bad spot, like you said, like, and Chris and I said it too. You're non-contracted. Like,
Yes.
what did you think w was going to happen in a pay by appearance situation? Like, did you think you're going to go on a win streak?
Well, I mean,
Most of the people on AEW TV don't win enough as it is. Like
It's very true, yes.
the main characters lose too much.
Here's a good
Like you're
example of. Remember when Cody was there and he did the open challenges? That got Ricky Starks hired. It got Eddie Kingston hired. I'm not really sure what happened to, what was his name? Manowar or that guy? Remember him? Not Manowar, but
Warhorse.
yeah, I don't really know what happened to him.
Yeah, he changed up the gimmick because I know that Stunt Granny follows him, but I lost the thread at some point.
Well, you're too busy picking fights with Sammy Guevara, so. What a dumbass thing. Like, of all the things, at least he didn't block us, so. But,
No, he was
yeah.
not so offended as Mr. Reynolds as
It's
to
because he
block us.
knows. Well, who knows what was said to Dustin Rhodes, though? It was not
Yeah,
me. It was not you. I know exactly who it was. I just
it
don't know what it was.
100% was probably warranted is
Back
what my
then,
assumption is.
I would say so, yes.
It
So,
was
well,
probably 100% warranted.
okay, warranted to think, sure, but to say to him or say about him out in a public forum.
Oh no, I didn't say. I'm saying the blocking was probably warranted
Okay. Yeah, yes, I understand that.
because I
Yeah.
have because I don't remember what was exactly said at the time. Or yeah, I have no idea what really was said at the time frame. And yeah, I do not. I was not in charge of it. That is not my version of assholery. That is
Well,
someone else's expertise that I will.
were
Let
three of us.
them.
Some of us have toned down. So,
There are some other
a little
people that are around that might try to hide their names, but
bit.
we all know who
But,
they are.
oh, I don't think it was him either. So,
Yep.
but
Yep.
yeah, and
I'm
then it's
pretty
like,
sure it wasn't either.
yeah, and then like watching the one that really set me off today though was like MVP. Talking about Triple H again. Dude, stop. Like, I like MVP. I just wish he would stop with his dumbassery. Like, you see him talking in interviews when he's just being like cool and relaxed. But then all of a sudden, he just flips a switch and goes into this like pontificating and almost like a holier than thou attitude. And it's like, dude. Stop talking about what happened in the past. You know, like his
No.
specific quote was like, I can see why the people coming up through NXT under Hunter see him and like worship him the way they do, but they didn't work with him. Yeah, he was a dick 20 years ago. And yeah, it did mess some people up. There's no way around that. At the same time, it's 20 years ago or more. Just cut it out.
Yeah, and some people overcame it. on their own merit. So that's the other reason, the other part of it, where it's just like, dude, it's like, yeah, again, like you said, like I think everyone has acknowledged that Triple H sucked during that time period, but it's a different, and he even acknowledged it. He's a different person now. Like, what are we
Yeah.
doing here?
Yeah, I don't understand why wrestlers have to like Bret Hart's another one. Yeah, we get it. Goldberg sucks, okay? Can we move on? You don't like Triple H. Okay, cool. Like you're bitter about everything. All right, fine. Just please stop doing interviews then. You know, just because someone calls you doesn't mean you have to do it. Look at Randy Orton. He never does one. It's rare. I remember when Renee Paquette was still in WWE and Randy came back and she was there. She interviewed. She goes, "This is so rare for you." He's like, "Yeah, I don't really like doing these, but it's you. So, you know, I'm a little more mellow now." He had his new wife with him. And he was drinking a beer and he was like kind of chill. The next one I remember him doing an interview with was Cody on his bus. And that was God knows how long after. And that's it. So just don't do them.
Yeah, the oversaturation sometimes doesn't does not need to happen. If people like you do not need to oversaturate.
Yeah, just stop. So, well, since you're using the word oversaturating, let's just get into AEW. Let's just start.
Oversaturation of blood, is that what you're going to talk about?
Well, we can get into that in a second, but let's just go over the segments that,
Did
the FTR Ricky Steamboat segment is what it is. And there we go. Like, what are we doing? It's fine.
Ricky Steamboat is not fighting people off at 73. Thank you very
He
much.
even said it. He's like, I'm just going to take the better part out and I'm out of here. And I was like, how refreshing. He saves face by going, I'm old and there's two young guys in here. I'm going to get my ass beat. Like, yeah. So,
Yeah, he looks great for 73.
yes, he
Sure.
does actually. Yes.
So, I'm not going to say anything ill, but he's 73, and they're not the hardest people to knock down.
No. Well, he looked pretty sturdy, actually. Now, Ric Flair was supposed to be out there too, but apparently he has a torn rotator cuff. And thank God he wasn't out there. Because no offense, this is offensive to say to some of his fans, Ric Flair doesn't need to be on TV anymore. It's just mumbling and bumbling, and he's old. He's a young, what, 42? He's an old 42, I mean.
I still feel like it's in the sevens somewhere. I think he's older than Mr. Steamboat, if I'm not mistaken.
He's only 3 years older than Ricky Steamboat.
76, yeah.
Look at the two.
Yep.
I'm
Yeah, I
sure
mean,
Ric
we've definitely
Flair's.
talked about that one before. That's what that lifestyle gets for you,
Yeah.
or both lifestyles gets for you.
Yeah. So you get, yeah. And I'm like, well, which one do you want? I don't know. Like, I think Ric Flair stories are a hell of a lot better than Ricky Steamboat stories. So, who wants to go to the grave with no scars, man?
I feel like I may have struck a balance somewhere in between there. That's working out okay.
Yeah,
But
nothing like Ric Flair though. Even close.
no,
In
no,
our
no.
worst
There were
days.
not enough drugs involved for me to be as bad as Ric Flair.
Yeah.
So,
But yeah, so like that segment was fine.
yeah.
It got
That
Brodito
segment
out there.
happened.
I don't All right, so as much as we've been praising Bandido, I don't like that move where he does the back to back and then does the
Oh,
I
his
guess
finisher, the 21-plex?
I don't really like that. It's so contrived and it's like if you just but I guess if you don't do the flip, it's just a German suplex and who cares? So I get it, but yeah, it's not my favorite,
That
but
is what the problem is. He's had enough people shake him off that I feel like it's an okay move where they have demonstrated that he's beaten someone down enough to pull it off.
yeah.
I've never had too much problem. I guess I always err to the side of, oh, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it
When I'm
see
looking at
and
a move and don't think beyond that.
yeah, last night was the first night I thought that. I think it's just because of like I'm gonna use the word duncery a lot and dunce, I think, that I had to endure watching this show this week. And but I the one thing, did you realize Bandido speaks good English?
I feel like you've brought that up already.
Yeah, I'm
On
gonna bring it up
previous
again.
shows,
I'm gonna bring it up
so
again. So, yeah.
it is kind of weird that he chooses to stay silent, essentially.
Well, does he choose to stay silent, or is that what they're telling him to do? Like Penta, his English is fine. He never talks. Well, he didn't talk till he got the WWE. So it's like, what are we doing here? Like, you want to get same stuff. I'm sorry, but you want to get Mexican stars. And penetrate this country, not just Mexico. Let them talk. It's not hard.
No. No, really
Yes,
isn't.
senor. Yes, like that's what they think everything's gonna sound like. See. No. Oh, Penda, do you want to talk about tonight's match? Yeah, I'd love to talk about tonight's match. I'm gonna be like, wait, what? What? Where'd this come from? Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically that, just with a Mexican accent.
Yeah, which I can't. Well, I don't know if I can do one or not.
I cannot, so I
Yeah.
will just let that one slide.
Yeah. But no, and we had Hangman and Will Hobbs.
Yes,
I
it
enjoyed
was
the hell out of this.
both shows were violence laden.
Yes. And this, all right. So I think I said in our the group chat, why is this match happening? Why isn't this the next title match? Not Joe again. He lost clean. Bump Hobbs up. Like I don't get this. And after seeing the match Wednesday night, I'm sticking to that. This match was awesome. It had its goofiness, don't get me wrong, but
Oh,
overall,
yeah.
Hobbs looked like a monster. He only lost because he got thrown off a balcony through a table, sort of, and then the box fell on him, which I don't think that was planned. I was like, oh no. And it looked like his pelvis missed the table and actually hit the concrete.
That was the bump that looked the worst to me. I'm
All
just
night.
like, oof. Like you said, I don't know. I feel like they were supposed to be positioned further down the table so that his ass did land on it. And yeah, instead it landed on the floor. I'm just like, oh, that had to have
Yeah.
been terrible. It just spine jarring, one would imagine, with how Hobbs landed there. I know he's a large gentleman, but oof, that's just a lot of
Yeah.
your own weight landing on your
Yeah.
tailbone from a high
Yeah. Like my
height.
beef with this match was Hangman not selling. Because as soon as he won, it
Oh.
was like nothing happened. And they were trying to cover, like, oh, he's limping. It's like, he should really be hurt. His back should be killing him. But
Oh.
I think Hangman's got such a unique facial expression. His face just contorts in weird ways, which is really great. And he's coming to his own. He knows when to use them. And when he tosses Hobbs, well, the run down the stairs just to stop and then hit him with a boot in the head. I'm like, all right, that was pretty stupid. But I get it. I'm not taking that chance of falling over either. But then they had the light shining, like the spotlight shining down on the side or from behind him. And he looked like a terror threat. Like it was such a great camera shot. I was like, this is AEW, huh? They knew exactly what they were doing. And he's got like his pissed off look on his face. And I'm like, this is so good. And then he went down to cover him. And I went, he better not kick out of this. And sure enough, he didn't kick out. And I'm like, good. Thank God. I enjoyed the hell out of this one. Like,
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely on the shorter side, and they did. Oh no, this one was 14 minutes.
was long. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was long-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, it's a match that made sense. Just for whatever reason, they're having a Falls Count Anywhere match on a show with two giant cage matches. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think that was what was kind of weird, 'cause they almost had a traditional match, but it was just all over the arena.
Yeah. I mean, Hobbs was really beating him up and beating that back up. But the problem is, you're supposed to think that, all right, now he won, but he's going to be like hurt. I just don't believe Samoa Joe's going to beat him. And that's the problem. The same would have gone for Will Hobbs, too, but at least it would have been something new.
Oh.
So,
And I don't know if we'll see that down the line either, honestly. Just
Hobbs seems to be just where he's at, the exact same place that he was before. So.
I think that was all that was in between the two. I mean,
The
it was.
Bucks, Jurassic Express getting beat up, and then the Bucks
Oh,
being told to
yeah.
have a week, which with Kenny Omega coming back, I get the feeling we're gonna have like some sort of a reunion next week, which is fine. The Bucks are just kind of stagnant now. Kenny doesn't really have anybody. So it's like, all right, yeah,
Oh.
start putting it back together. It'll
Oh,
be
put
fun.
that band back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes some sense. As much as I like them as heels, the Don Callis family has kind of gotten out of control, to say
Kinda.
the least.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they could use some type of real rivalry, and putting the Young Bucks on the other side would at least help.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know which blood and guts you want to start with, but since you said like real rivalry, I guess the men's match. Oh, well, both the women's matches and I don't know. Neither of these blood and guts matches seems like they should have happened. Like, okay, the
Did they sell?
conglomeration, a bunch of losers against the Death Riders, who are a bunch of losers, actually, except for Moxley.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who
So, not exactly
also
selling.
is a loser himself.
Yeah, now, yes.
Yeah.
So,
Officially certified loser now after that match.
yeah.
Well, with the it was two different situations in a lot of ways. Because you could definitely see the Death Riders being there against a bunch of, rando baby faces, which always would have included Darby Allin. I feel like there definitely could have been better choices than Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly, but they really based that whole story around Kyle O'Reilly, which is wild to speak into this microphone, as far as I'm concerned. I know I posted about it. There's no other way to round it, though. They had two different matches where John Moxley was ready to tap to O'Reilly. And then they have the giant gore spot with O'Reilly flipping off
Yeah.
Moxley. And then he ultimately, O'Reilly ultimately gets the submission on Moxley, and it's just like your big bad guy now is has just lost too many straight at this point. Have someone else from his team who, as you already pointed out, are a bunch of losers, have one of them lose. Like I guess if you want to continue the Kyle O'Reilly story later, fine. Oof, I just, yeah, do not love the situation that John Moxley's in currently. His group was a bunch of boobs, and now the only person that won in their group is now a loser.
Well, here, okay, so here's a couple things. I'll disagree with you on one thing. I don't mind Moxley losing. The problem is the feuds, not Kyle O'Reilly and Jon Moxley. You had two TV matches where he almost lost, where the whole crowd just like, huh? Because what's Kyle O'Reilly been presented as? A nerd. He's just a dork who like acts goofy in backstage segments and even acts goofy in the ring. Now, all of a sudden, he's going toe to toe with a guy that rarely loses. This doesn't make any sense. And this isn't like I've read a bunch of people saying, oh, he made Kyle O'Reilly. He put Kyle O'Reilly over strong. Okay, for what? It's not going to go anywhere. No one's buying a ticket to see Kyle O'Reilly. And I know you're supposed to, like, oh, just go with the story. Well, no.
Well, right now it's more of a you've got to go with AEW's track record, and yeah, their track record on capitalizing on these types of moments is terrible.
Terrible. And it
You
should have
know?
been Darby that did it, by the way. If Moxley loses, it should have been Darby, because that's the feud. And that would have finally put an end to it. Because now the Death Riders are clearly going to turn on Moxley for giving up. Because Marina Shafir's team won, and she was one. Did she choke out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
she
yeah.
won the match for her team.
Yeah. She looked like a badass too. But we'll get to that in a second. But it does tie in. It does tie in.
Well,
So.
there honestly there are two things about this that I was fine with starting with the men's match because it I watched the women's match and I'm like, how are the men going to top this?
Yeah.
And you know what happened? They didn't top this. They had more. I agree with you that Darby should have been the one to submit because that has been the more
Yes.
overall story. Again, though, they at least have advertised the Kyle O'Reilly and Moxley stuff. Why? I don't know. But
Yeah.
I mean, there is an argument, to me at least, that the. They were falling through on that part, but yeah, Darby needs to be the one to finish him, and yeah, just the Death Riders are probably better off going their own way, just because
Right.
they've been treated so poorly for so long at this point.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, it should have been Darby because he said he's not gonna stop fighting the Death Riders till they're dead. Well, what's the way to kill him? Cut the head off the snake, right? You take out Moxley, the Death Riders turn on him, and all of a sudden everything starts falling apart. Which is a hilarious thing to see happen, by the way, because you got two dunces and Wheeler Yuta and who's the other dunce I don't like?
Daniel Garcia.
Daniel Garcia. You got Pac, who decides to show up whenever he shows up. And then you got Cesaro, I'm sorry, Claudio, who doesn't do anything. Like
Yeah,
he beat Orange a couple weeks ago, right?
he's the muscle, and that was one of his few quality wins, within the past year and a half. One of the few quality wins on TV.
Yeah.
Just yeah,
So,
he is not in a good spot.
no. So, but it's like if your muscle turns on you and then you're ostracized, well, who's Moxley going to feud with in the Death Riders? No one. Just no one. So it's like, all right, they just disintegrate, whatever. But at least that would have been something. Darby finally killed him. So we can move on to something else. Now we're just going to have nothing. It's going to be the same thing. I mean, because Moxley didn't just give up to give up. He was stuck. Everybody else is down. He had nowhere to go. So, it's like,
No.
okay. But yeah, the men's match, like you've got it's the theme of the night, which is the problem. All this big action, big violence that no one's going to remember. Like that spot with Darby getting press slam through flaming tables without something under the tables. I mean, we both love Darby Allin, but man, someone has to be like, no. It put a
Yeah,
fake stage up, There's a box
one of
or
these days, his body is really not gonna like what he does to
yeah. And that's what I
it.
was thinking that
Just
like
what happens to humans.
oh, and by the way, I'll back off a little bit. If you want to argue that Jay Briscoe, no, I'm sorry, not Jay, Mark Briscoe should have won, I'll give you that one
Oh.
too. I'll give you that one. Darby or Mark are the only two.
Yeah.
Nobody else should have won this. No one. Because there's no money in Roderick Strong, there's no money in Kyle O'Reilly. Who's the other one? Orange is Orange. For whatever reason, he got hurt, and there's nothing behind him now, which is unfair.
Yeah, he needs a reboot, unfortunately for
Yeah.
him.
Now I give him credit. There are points of this match I did like, but after the women's, I just didn't want to see another one. because I'm tired of this death match nonsense. Like, there were no light tubes and no panes of glass, right?
Correct.
So that's the only thing they didn't use that I don't see on a GCW show every weekend. And even that, I'm like, I'm bored with this stuff. It's just dummies hitting each other with light tubes and chairs and table and not tables, doors. Like, this is
Yeah, they just
garbage.
didn't do the doors.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, speaking of doors, why do the cages have doors on them that aren't padlocked? That's the stupidest shit ever. Moxley comes in and he goes, oh, and just walks right back. No, I think it was Moxley.
Oh, it happened a couple of times, but they did
Just.
explain that they don't lock it. It to me, it was weird that they didn't lock it in between participants, where they just kind
Yes.
of did the old, up and down latch that you used at your local tennis
Yeah.
court.
Yeah. The whole point of the match is to stay inside, right?
Yeah,
And
it feel, and I mean, they made a big deal out of the key. So,
yes. Well, I guess because the match
it
hasn't
could.
begun.
Well, yeah, and that's what to give them some level of credit, they did say that that was the situation, is that they do not lock the door until all of the participants are in. It was weird to me, and again, to go back to the comparison a bit, it was weird that one match was 6-on-6 and the other was 5-on-5.
Yeah. Well, because you try to fill a ring
Consistent.
with talent with minimal talent to get a lot of talent, and it doesn't work. So we'll get to the women's in a
Well,
second.
yeah, that had
So.
different problems. Not a lot of them, but different problems.
Oh, there are a lot of problems at women's match.
It
I don't know if we're getting NXT tonight. But that but Ricky Saints and Trick was really good. Oba looks like a beast. So now we go back to AW. But like I don't it's after a while the blood stuff just goes, okay. They're bleeding. Like I just sat through a
oh.
women's match where Sky Blue bladed within the first 10 seconds of her getting in the ring. It doesn't understand how to do a blade job, apparently, because that was nasty. It just becomes boring. And I guess I got a real chip on my shoulder about this one because I keep reading about how great these were. And I'm like, these are contrived messes. Like, you're supposed to be so hateful of each other that you just want to go in and beat the hell out of each other. And now it's like, no, I'm going to make sure I do this instead. Like, no, just fight like men or fight like women. What? I guess it's not my cup of tea. So.
I definitely did not have as pessimistic of a view of
Yeah.
both of the matches. Like, I didn't, again, I did not like the men's match as much as the women's match. It was wild that Sky Blue bladed really early in that match and just was a bloody mess the rest of it. Because I did like the spot with was it Julia Hart and Tekla is squeezing through the trusses to get
Very
out?
cool. Yes. Okay. But
Yeah.
if the doors aren't locked, why are you sneaking out?
And then therein lies the catch with
So,
that one.
yes.
Cool moment. Unfortunately, it did not make a whole lot of sense because they're just out there, just like, ah, we're outside. It's just like,
And I think
well,
Danielson even said, what are they
you
like?
left
You
your
can't win that way.
teammates high and dry.
What real quick for the men though, we did fail to mention Mark fighting Wheeler on top of that cage for as long as they did was pretty crazy. Because we were both in the same room. Every time they climbed those cages, I don't care how much they said they've reinforced them. It's like, no.
Well, they
Yeah.
had a cage on top of the cage there.
Yeah, still.
I've got to admit that I was not terribly concerned.
After a while, man, they kept standing in the same spot, doing the same moves. And then Jay, God, I keep going seeing Jay. Mark finally gets a wheel up, does the J driller. And I'm like, oh God, please, please just hold tight. Like, it wasn't, I mean, there was nothing that was bowing down. There was nothing giving, no leeway. But
No, and Mark was
still.
the only one. He did the fainting to almost fall off the cage, but he conveniently caught a wire. He was exactly at a wire both times it happened.
They had done enough dangerous stuff that was absolutely not needed. So I'm glad they didn't. Hey.
Yeah, well, I'm glad nothing more happened than what happened, for sure.
Yeah. Yes. So I mean the men's had this fair share. I stupid but funny to me. They stapling Orton's hands in his pockets. And then he makes the comeback with his hands still stapled in. I'm like, just pull it out. Like, it's not gonna hurt any worse.
Well, I did kind of laugh that he had the hulking out moment there when he did finally pull his hands out of his
Yeah.
pants.
So like there were those little character moments like that, even with him in the beginning where he broke his own glasses and then very funny tried to put them back on. He tried to put them on in the beginning. That made
Well,
me laugh.
he used them as a stabbing device first,
Yes,
then
yes.
tried to put them
And
back on.
that's like the
So
other
I
thing.
was.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
Well, and you kind of went back to it. Well, no, there was more animosity for a blood and guts match with the Death Riders and the conglomeration than there was for the women in general.
Yeah, yes.
But yeah, there was still a, well, yeah.
Well, the
Again,
women's
who no
amateur
one wants
hour,
to see
so.
basically Darby Allin and Mark Briscoe with three losers against four losers and John Moxley.
Yeah. It's but yeah, it just I think it would help if the Death Riders actually had people who won. Pac isn't Pac and Claudio are physical specimens. There's no way around it. They have a presence. They don't win, so who cares? Wheeler and Daniel Garcia don't. So, and it's also like, what a cop out would it be if like Daniel Garcia or Wheeler you'd have tapped out again? You know, if they gave up, it's like, okay, that's a giant cop out. So, but
That is a true statement.
yeah, but I didn't hate it. I just didn't like, I'm not wowed by anything because I don't get off on guys maiming themselves at an absurd level. And then really like character moments in there, sure, but to build and give the win to Kyle O'Reilly, who's not going to draw you a damn dime, doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm looking at the practical point, the storytelling point. He had two TV matches. So like it's and like you pointed out, he ain't going anywhere.
No,
So
that is their biggest problem, is that they do give people specialty wins, but they've done a piss poor job in
yes.
general of capitalizing on the vast majority of them.
Yeah. So I Kyle O'Reilly, another loser. All of a sudden he can take Jon Moxley. It's like, okay, whatever. So, but I guess we got to cover the women. This may take another 4.5 hours.
Well, we had started there, but you needed to take a detour back to
Yeah. Listen, I
the
the only person who looked like a professional in this match was Mercedes Moné. Her do it at first. I was like, why does she have all her belts out there? Why is all this stuff out there? Why is she drinking champagne? Why is she not getting in the ring? And then I realized, hey, dummy, it's because she sucks. That's why, like, in a good way, like, she's that conceited. She's that arrogant. Like, she has to have this, even in this. Like, she did all her old stupid dancing all the way down. Like, she didn't give a shit about what was going on in the ring.
Trust me, I appreciated that about the women's match, in not just the Mercedes Moné sense, but in a pretty much everyone sense. Because I think all of the women pretty much did their full entrances before coming down. And I'm like, this is so professional wrestling right here, where your friend is getting their ass kicked, but you really need to strike a pose on the ramp.
Everyone's got to get their shit in. It's like,
Yeah, like I said, like I laughed at it more from it. This is a so wrestling thing to have happen. And she was kind of the main part because, well, and to go back to the what I was talking about not that long ago, the 6-on-6 versus the 5-on-5, I really feel like they're like, hey, we really need a draw in this women's match. Mercedes, do you want to come on in here? Like, we know that you have like no connection to this whatsoever.
Well, Statlander was in it.
But again, I think that both of them were like, hey, we need some extra star power in here. I
Yeah.
know that they had Toni Storm, but they also could have used Statlander in this
Yeah.
situation just because everyone else is just kind of, similar to the Death Rider situation. There's a lot of meh going on because the Triangle of Madness did have a feud going with Jamie Hayter and her cursed partners, evidently, and who else was in that? Because I do think that,
Willow.
like, oh, Willow. So yeah. There was at least kind of a 3-on-3 situation. Like there was a little more. There was some history with some of it, but like I said, like I felt like other parts were just like, hey, we need to get some names into this match, so we're gonna add extra people,
Yeah.
extra women to this. And Monet did keep herself out of the nonsense for the most part. So
Yes. And
tip of the cap for that also.
it took me until this morning to realize it. I was like, she didn't do a damn thing in this match. She did nothing. Everyone else is like bleeding, which is hilariously stupid. And then she's like, I'm out there in my full ring gear. Everyone else, what's her
Well,
name?
no, Megan
Megan Bain.
Bain was also in her full
Yes.
ring gear.
Everybody else has got their ring gear, but like a t-shirt or something else, right? Like those two are like, no, I'm not here for a long time. And Mercedes is like, I'm not here for a long time. I'm not doing that. So, and then she gets put through a simple table. That's all that happened to her. And she's done. Just done. She's like, I am not doing this nonsense with you people. And I didn't mind it. To give some credit, the spots where, yeah, they slid out of the ring or through the trellis, or not trellis, the.
The truss.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, very cool. I was like, what are they doing? Like, oh, that's really awesome.
They did so much in this match that, from the, bleeding early on to just almost everything else. That's why I went, like, I'm like, the men just don't stand a chance in their match. I was like, I don't know what else you do, because they gave them just a ton of spots in this thing, and
Yeah.
a ton of blood, just a ton of blood. It's just like, you pretty much got desensitized by that stuff by the end of the first match.
I was desensitized halfway through. Like, I
Didn't
don't.
even take you the full match.
No, man.
Yeah,
Sky Blue comes up bleeding. And I'm serious. What? A minute into this thing?
no, it was a little bit more than
And.
that.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. 2 minutes. My bad. Like, she was bleeding before the next person came out. And I
But I
go,
think it was like 5 minutes or
it's like,
something
are
like
we
that.
really going to do this? Yep. Everyone's bleeding except Mercedes. She's like, nah, I'm good. Jamie Hayter didn't get busted open, did she?
I don't think she did.
I don't know how. Was she the one that had like the was it a board or something? No, it was the top of a trash can. And Megan Bain just threw the chair at her in the
Oh,
corner. Holy crap. Like, Megan, calm it down. Like, you're the biggest person in this match. Well, tallest. Like, beef wise, her and Willow were the two for sure. Well, stamina, I
yeah.
mean. But, I mean, beef in a good way. In a polite way,
Yeah.
if you want. But no, I kept, you could see everything was formulaic. You can see that they're like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Everyone had to get a spot in. And some of it was just lumbering. And that's what drives me crazy about Willow Nightingale. I like her. I think she's unique. Her personality stands out. But she's trying to do stuff she shouldn't try and do. And it comes off looking bad.
No, what's she doing this one? I guess I didn't really notice
She's always
anything.
trying to run the ropes. She's always trying to do that double spear. It never works. Whenever she tries a double spear,
No.
she comes out, her arms are like this, like a scarecrow's arm. No, that's a crucifix. Yeah, scarecrow's arm like this. It just hits the people. And it's like, that wouldn't work. Like it, the offense becomes unbelievable. And yes, in a sport or a form of entertainment where, it's not real, but,
Yeah, but you still gotta make things at least a little bit believable.
yeah. And she's been doing that for a while. Her overacting, just her and Statlander have an issue, right? They got to make sure they play into it. And they're both like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Like, stop. You're in the middle of this war. And you guys are trying to like make kissy face, like, I'm really sorry about that. Like, shut up. Just go. And that was on
That
Statlander
I would
too.
have been more fine if that's another one that it's kind of been there, hasn't been there, kind of been there, wasn't there, or and maybe part of it's just the not watching Collision to have, to lose some of that
Yeah.
consistency of that story. It, still though, like you never kind of knew where those two. It had seemed like they had made up already in some
Well, they
ways to
never really
me.
had, but
No.
they were just like, we used to have my last out of yours. So it was like the
Oh, yeah,
overacting of,
that's.
oh, I didn't mean to do that. Like, just stop. And then, of course, they both get taken out. Cool. I hated Statlander coming in wearing the title belt. Like, what are we doing? She's running off it. And then she's another one. She wants to run up the ropes too. Ladies. All right. If I'm a wrestler, do you think I'm running ropes? Any chance in hell. I'm sitting my ass on the ground. And they insist on doing it, and like they're just lumbering around. It's not smooth. So, and this is a personal thing. It just takes me out of it. It's like, you're the powerhouses. Be powerhouses. Don't run up the ropes and try and do a flipping move. Ground your ass down and beat people up. Leave that for Julia Hart or Tekla or I can't really say Harley. I don't really know what Harley does. I love her, but
Yeah, she's in that weird, we've put her out here entirely too soon. We're not quite sure what to do. And the only person I can think of as a comparison is Maxine Dupri.
yeah. Now, the one of the all right, this is probably I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyways. One of the my favorite visuals of this whole thing is Harley's augmentations. Like
Oh.
they just stood out for some reason during this match. She's pretty, I'll say thin, right?
Yeah.
And usually she's got like an outfit on that makes it blend in. Accentuates everything. Not this week. They were just boisterous. And I was like, this woman rules. So, but I'm, you know.
There were definitely some choices in outfits to also help show off the blood. A lot of white in this matchup.
Good call. I mean, it's a good call. So.
There was a lot. I mean, I know that I believe the Sisters of Sin there were wearing their usual black, but a lot of white otherwise. Because even Megan Bain, even though she had wrestling gear on, it was white also. So
Yeah, I don't know why she was wearing that stuff. That just cracked me up.
or was it
But
red? It is red and
it was
white, I guess.
red. It was red and yellow, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's her usual gear. But no, it just seemed that the women just wanted to show they can be just as nasty as the men, and they can all bleed. And they can be violent like the guys instead of, we're going to have our match and it's going to be this. It was almost like, all right, we're going to show you, we're going to prove we can do that. No. You guys have already proven, or you gals have already proven that you can draw, that you can have good matches, that you can have somewhat better characters. If you really think about it, the women had better character development than the Death Riders did. Think of that.
It's been disjointed, but all of the women in this match have had more TV time than the Death
Yeah.
Riders,
And
especially the Wheeler Yutas and Daniel Garcias
yeah.
of the
I mean,
world.
Pac doesn't really say anything. Claudio doesn't really
Yeah.
say anything. So, like, and then, all right. But I guess the exception to this is Marina Shafir. When she can just stay stationary and do badass things, she's really cool looking. You know? And
Oh.
I mean, she looked like a
Yeah.
monster. So.
Yeah, I liked her spot with the putting the glass on her feet,
Like a blood sport.
and then kicking someone in the process.
It
Because
was
what she
Marina
it was the
Shirakawa,
Tony.
wasn't it?
Oh, okay. I
Yeah,
don't
because
know if
that's
it
when
was
they just started torturing her.
her or if she was breaking up, if that's when the downfall of Toni Storm happened.
Oh, that
Because
could, yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
I can't remember the exact spot
Yeah.
there or who she kicked, but
But
yeah, that I did think that was very blood sport of her to grind the glass into her
yeah.
feet. Like that was one of those few ones where I'm like, nah, dog, this one feels kind of organic. You know, like I can kind of understand feeling like some of them were contrived. That was one of those spots to
Yeah.
me that was bang on.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a bunch of contrast. Like the puppet made it. Okay, here's the thing. They were trying to keep it grounded. Harley brought the comedy with the puppet, right? And I know there's been a lot of puppet stuff lately in wrestling. I get it. But someone should have taken a blade to the puppet. Seriously. Someone
That
should
would
have
have.
cut the puppet's head off, cut the puppet's forehead, so that it bled red stuffing. Listen, that doesn't seem to work at all. I get it. But tell me that wouldn't have gotten a reaction if the puppet was bleeding. Because I've seen a blow up doll get red paint put on its forehead and the crowd go berserk because the blow up doll was bleeding.
Yeah, that
So.
I think I'm with you. I feel like that is a missed spot. I didn't think about it at the time. That would have been hilarious.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
I was more thinking the aftermath, honestly, was what annoyed me with that situation, where Harley Cameron just sat there for entirely too long, just showing off brass knuckles. It's just like,
You could
use
try it.
them. Yeah, just use them. Like you don't need to sit there and pretend like you're loading up. Like just start whacking some of your opponents. That's all you need to do right now.
Well, that was Mercedes, one of Mercedes' dumb things. Like she saw her. She's like, huh? And then just like tries to fight her anyways. Like, what do you think's gonna happen? But it also led her to getting out of the ring. So it's like, oh, okay. But yeah, you're exactly right. She like that would have been the fun reveal. She pulls off the puppet, goes to the crowd, like, what's this bullshit? Throws it out, and Harley just bashes her. You
Yeah,
know,
like
that's what should have happened.
it's one of those, and it's a regular wrestling thing where the heel throws the puppet and immediate turnaround, bang, right? You know, the baby face is waiting for them, the crowd's already anticipating it, right in the kisser. And the spot's perfectly fine then. Like, instead, we got she saw it, she turned away, she saw it again, and then went after Harley Cameron. It's just like, we added a step in here that didn't, two steps in here that didn't need to be added.
Well, I mean, that could be the inexperience of Harley Cameron too. So, but
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, by the way, as much as I didn't really care, I liked the way the men's ended. I just didn't like who won it. I enjoyed the shit out of the ending of this because Toni Storm is over the top. She's overreactionary. She's emotive. So,
Oh.
seeing her wife, I don't know where that came from, but
Yeah, her wrestling wife.
yeah,
Yeah.
seeing her wife being tortured like that. And like three women holding her down and making her watch while two other women are just beating the hell out of her. I mean, that's pretty awesome. And it's like, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, I
So
did like how that the only part that I didn't like about the ending, I felt like the women who were on the outside at the end did not seem to be making any type of effort to get back into the ring.
And I did like when they let Toni Storm go, she just started kicking at Marina Shafir. I did like that because that's what should happen. And then they were like
Oh,
kicking
yeah.
around at her, like, get out of here, bitch. Like, we just won.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. But yeah, that was overall it was a good ending.
Yeah, I really like that. Like, that seems
Yeah.
like a very plausible and a very real emotional thing.
Oh,
Not
yep.
like, I'm gonna put a spiked bat to your balls, and then kick them if you don't tell you what. But this is like she's getting choked out and like whipped with a belt. So the two badasses in the ring, by the way, one's choking her, and then Megan Bain is whipping her with the TBS title.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what would happen. And it's like, all right, well, here we go. And of all the people that's gonna happen in the match, it's got to be those two.
Yeah, because they're the only ones that really had a true connection.
So, I mean, because if it was like, you know, Willow and Chris Statlander, who cares? That'd be like, oh, well, just do your worst. You know, or that could have been their moment to come back together, where she's like, no, I can't let that happen to her.
Yeah, she could have saved her, and that could have been something decent, but they decided not to go that route,
But yeah, but no, it's like,
which is fine.
yeah, I have my problems with this one, so I didn't like it too much. I don't care women are bleeding. You know, it's like, okay, I guess I'm a weird feminist, dude. Like, yeah, women can bleed. Like, yeah, I know. That's it. Yeah, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, it also doesn't mean that they need to either, or at least bleed like stuck pit. Like, even it's one of those that Tony Schiavone kind of said it. He's just like, this is the worst I've ever seen. It's just like, A, he might be hamming it up, which is fine. There's also something to that statement.
I can't remember, was it this match or was it the men's match? Where Bryan Danielson, under his breath, you can just tell he's had enough. And I think he actually said, was it, what are we doing here? Or like, what are they doing? Like, it wasn't loud. I don't remember what
Oh.
the exact spot was, but he was just like, what are we doing? Like, all right, enough of this.
Do not remember that. And did not check the review for that, so
Yeah, so I, but no, I caught it during the broadcast and I was just like, I don't blame him because Danielson's one. Like, if he goes quiet, you know he's not enjoying it. If
he
he's
was
enjoying it,
quiet. He was
he's not
pretty
for a while.
quiet on this night. 'Cause yeah, I mean, this stuff isn't his cup of tea either, you know, like He just kind of, I feel like he just puts up with it because it is one of the differentiators between them and the WWE.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a happy medium. And like, if we want to move to NXT real quick before we get out,
Well,
like,
yeah, and I mean, you can even talk about it. Like you've had a passing mention of it.
yeah.
Because what was Ricky Saints and
Trick.
Trick? What was it? Just a false count any, or what was
Last
the
man standing.
last man standing?
Yeah.
Like just the violence level in it. If you just look at a 1-to-1 ratio with what happened in AEW, you're like, okay.
Like I know, like Ricky Saints, I know the blood in the mouth was just, a capsule because of his ribs or his stomach, whatever it was, right?
Oh,
But it's
yeah.
subtle, so it's like, oh, that's kind of gross. I mean, whatever. Trick, that was real. Like, he caught something. I'm not really, I can't remember what it was. It's like a
Oh.
second barricade or something like that. Or did he hit the door or something? I can't remember what it was. But it's like that sort of stuff. I'm like, okay, that looks far more impressive to me. And I know it's kind of a weird thing than somebody who's just got a crimson mask. Like, oh shit, that like the whole that one's supposed to happen thing.
Yeah.
That draws me more than someone's getting cut open. But like those guys had a violent match. And
Oh.
near the end, I mean, okay. And that's clearly Trick's swan song. Like he made Ricky Star Saints look awesome. He looked awesome. Time to go to SmackDown. If that's where the wife is or the girlfriend is. So
And
yeah.
hey, he could also be on the list of participants in the Time Is Now tournament.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna be him. I don't think it'll be him because we already got
Don't
Javon
think
in
it'll.
there.
Yeah, I
And
don't think it'll be him
yeah, and I
either.
think LA Knight's opponent's gonna be Joe Hedry. So, because why else wouldn't Nick Aldis say who it was?
That is what Christopher said.
Yeah. Well, he's officially a WWE guy now.
Yes. Yes,
Yeah.
he is.
So it's like, well, not a surprise, but no, NXT was whatever this week. Like, I don't know. There's
It
something
was
going on with this
mostly
show.
billed for Gold Rush, honestly.
Yeah. Which is
So
fine. That's next week, right?
that was the biggest thing because there was that. The only other thing that stood out to me, and I'm glad that the write up I have was on it because I thought your thoughts on the Blake Monroe interview.
Okay, I didn't mind it at all, right? But isn't that what was going on with Bailey? So that seemed like a repeat of something that's going on.
Yeah, it seemed like an odd time to
Yeah.
have that go down. Like she'd already been a heel. I'm not quite sure why it's like, no, you need to lock in your heeldom. And I'm like, huh? Like what are
Yeah,
we talking about? You were evil to start with.
that's
Like
exactly it. Like, I'm sorry,
so.
Mariah May does not have the look to be a baby face. Yes, she's beautiful. Yeah, like she's got all the tangibles for the crowd to love her, right? But she's got that resting bitch face when she wants to, and she comes off pretty smug when she wants to. So, it's like it's a very easy look to imagine her as a bad guy. So this whole weird mirror mirror thing is like, why was this needed? Like, okay, we've already seen her be like, she cut Jordynne Grace's hair off, for God's sake. We already know, like, with that was the other Blake Monroe. Like, what are we
Yeah,
doing?
that yeah, it almost seemed like we took a step backwards in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
Like you
it
said,
seems like this should. Go ahead.
she's done enough violent stuff already. Like she didn't need to do more violent stuff or be goaded into more violent stuff.
Well, it almost seems like this was recorded months ago and they just remembered to put it out. Now, I know she has like the North American title, so no. But it's like this is like
No.
part of a character development that should have happened before. Or like,
Yeah.
or going
Yep.
into the Jordynne Grace match, something.
Yeah. Which again is earlier.
Yeah, but like a
Exactly as you suggested.
but like as an after the
Yeah.
fact sort of thing, like I don't get this. What just happened?
Yeah.
So
Yeah. That part was kind of weird to me. So I did want to mention that one.
yeah.
Of all of them, though,
Yeah.
because I'm fine with punching out and not talking about NXT that much, because
No, there's
we've
nothing
done
to
a
talk
pretty
about.
good job of talking about them the last 2 or 3 weeks anyway. So,
Yeah, well, next week will be their time to shine because I don't, if, even if it wasn't a pay-per-view, I have no hope that AEW will follow up with Blood and Guts. Like, that there's gonna be a giant follow-up because they have a pay-per-view. So you just had this giant show for them. It's a giant show
yeah.
a week before for free, right before or a week before the pay-per-view. Oh boy. So,
Yep.
whatever.
Just like everyone, too many shows.
Too many. Yeah.
Even with
Yes.
AEW,
Yeah.
they are starting. They've added a couple of pay-per-views, and it's starting to trend toward the just too many things going on, and it's hard to serve that many masters. And have tangible storylines every time.
Right. Yeah. But because this almost seemed like this should have been a pay-per-view, only because it seems like a bunch of stuff ended. Where, there's like, oh, what happens tomorrow? Not, all right, that Dynamite's up next, or Collision's up next. Like, even Mark Briscoe's got a match with, what's his name from Aussie Open? Mark
Mark
Davis.
Davis.
Why?
Got to go through the Don Callis family now to get back to Kyle Fletcher.
Well, he's already got a match with Kyle Fletcher. If he loses, he joins the Don Callis family. So what the hell is he?
He's softening him up for that
Let's
match,
just go.
sir.
Let's just get out of here.
Dankhouse, Beltane beer of the show, one of my favorites here in the Columbus area. Dankhouse Brewing. This one is Annie, Are You Okay? Red Ale. You've been hit by a smooth criminal, sir.
Did it really say that?
So, yeah.
Oh, it really says that?
Yeah, it really says that on the
Whoops.
can.
I don't think they're supposed to have that on there. So,
Yeah, I don't
wild
know
to
if they have
guess.
enough dots separating everything or what. But
Me
yeah, I
though.
hope they checked with the legal department, I suppose.
Bet you they didn't.
I do think that you've got to send your names into someone to get them approved if you are a real brewery.
What's the name of it again?
Annie, Are You Okay? Is the name of the beer.
Yeah, I mean if
Because it's just flavor text that is the you've been hit by a smooth criminal
you'd be
on.
surprised that most of the stuff that as long as it's not swearing, they don't like these boards are run by a bunch of stuffy old people. They don't know. So they probably know who Michael Jackson is. And yes, I'm being serious. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So
So anywho,
yeah, sorry.
very very good brewery, very good beer. It was just a basic red ale. Yeah, the flavor text got me to get you to go off page there.
Yeah, or maybe Alien Ant Farm doesn't mind. So.
Oh man. At DeFrango11, at Granny Maids, the brand is
Yes.
at Stunt Granny. This was episode 1110, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So, with that, you can find us on, well, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And you can download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. So, have a good night, grandkids.
There you go.